I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this episode is recorded, the Gubbi Gubbi people. I would also like to acknowledge the First Nations peoples and language groups across this entire nation in which conception, pregnancy, and sacred motherhood knowledge has been shared. We pay our deepest respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and further extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today. Hello, hello, and welcome! You are listening to The Oxytocin Hour. I'm your host, Dana. I'm a midwife, mum of five, and all-round oxytocin enthusiast. People are all too willing to share their negative experiences of conception, pregnancy, labour, birth, and beyond. The Oxytocin Hour is your safe haven, filled with positive experiences from mums, dads, doulas, midwives, and everyone in between. Each week we will release a new episode with the intent to uplift and inspire you. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Now, let's get into today's episode. This and every episode of the Oxytocin Hour is strictly for entertainment purposes and is not to be used as medical advice. Welcome back to another episode of the Oxytocin Hour. I hope you're having a really good week. I'm feeling in good spirits and I'm feeling high energy and I'm just like, whoever's listening, I hope you're having an amazing week. That's all. But back to the episode. The question today is as follows. Dear Dana, I worked in childcare after school, then went on to get married and have my kids. My three children are all finally old enough to be in school, and I feel drawn to going back to study something to work full time. I'm feeling drawn to working in the maternity care industry. I thought either a doula or a private midwife, although the 3 years full-time study at uni is putting me off. Any tips? I thought this was a really good one to include because I know that I've had this conversation with so many women over the years, feeling drawn to working in this space, particularly after they've given birth to their own children, and not sort of knowing which route they would want to go to. So yeah, let's get into that. Any tips? So firstly, maybe looking into what it really, really means if you're going to be a doula and if you're wanting to be a private midwife, you specifically put in here. But keeping in mind to everybody listening, when you study uni, or study a bachelor degree of midwifery, and this, I'm speaking for Queensland, that's what I can be really sure about. I'm sure that other places around Australia are very similar, if not the same. And of course, you'll need to have a look deeper into stuff. But yeah, this is Queensland specifically. So you do the Bachelor of Midwifery degree or something equivalent. Sometimes nurses, already registered nurses, can do the degree in 2 years. It was at the time when I did my degree. So 3 years full time, keeping in mind that you need to do prac as well as that, and you need to follow a certain amount of women through their pregnancy, labor, birth, and postpartum experiences on top of the degree. And I think this is something that actually it was something that I wasn't fully aware of how heavy doing this degree is, but it's really full on. And even though your children are old enough to be in school, it's still quite taxing, but not impossible. In fact, most of the women that I studied my midwifery degree with did have children. I would say the majority. So yes, so if you're wanting to be a private midwife, you cannot only do the Bachelor of Midwifery. So you would have to practice as a registered midwife beyond your degree, because what you need is a certain amount of hours, and we're talking thousands, of practice, of actual real life clinical practice Once you've got that under your belt within 5 years, because you've got a time frame to do it, you also need to complete a part of the Master of Midwifery. And a lot of women that I know that have gone on to do this, they did that at Griffith University. And it's called Prescribing for Midwives. And once you complete and pass that in conjunction with your midwifery degree and your thousands of hours, that's when you can apply to be a private midwife. And this is something that not many people are aware of. They think, and I get this question all the time, they're like, oh, you're a midwife. So are you doing private midwifery? No, because I haven't done my prescribing for midwives. Would I do it in the future? Possibly. But this isn't about me at the moment. So that's definitely a huge thing that you need to keep in mind. So if you were so hell-bent on being a private midwife, that's what you need to do. So it's way more work than 3 years. We're talking, but I guess it depends how many hours you can get in whatever amount of time. But if you don't have the capacity, or you don't want to work full time as a registered midwife afterwards, let's just say at like any hospital, it will take you a lot longer to work up those hours. You can go on to do your prescribing for midwives after you've completed your bachelor degree, but it's the hours of clinical practice that will take you a lot longer. So we've got that. And what are the advantages of that? So I really think you should just write up a list and do a pros and cons for both if they're the two things that you want to do. So doula, one list. Private midwife, another list. Maybe registered midwife, another list. I'm not sure if you knew what the difference was, but yeah, that's another thing that you could sort of weigh up. And then I really recommend wherever you live, because I'm not sure where that is, that you take a deeper look into what is required of you. So in Queensland, if you're wanting to be a doula, you actually don't need to do any formal study. I recommend that you do, particularly if you don't have anything to do with the birth space, because it's very holistic. And I think, you know, the more knowledge you know, the better it is. And also meeting other like-minded people and sort of getting into that space. But it's not a regulated, I'm not going to say industry, but like profession rather, which is much different, obviously, to midwifery. And if you're going to be a midwife. So there's so many things I could go into, but what are my tips? The tips are, have a look at every possible career you could have in the industry, because it doesn't mean that you have to have one of those two jobs. If you're just really interested in being around that, you could maybe look into being a birth photographer or something else. So there's lots of different things. Have a look at what they are. Whatever really speaks to you, do the list. Put some headings up the top of what the possible titles you could have would be, and then just go into the pros and cons and keep asking people that are already working in that profession with that title to get as much information as you can. And yeah, I feel like you'll be able to make a decision after that. But yeah, that's just my little, you know, it's a little bit of food for thought to think about, because I'm sure that some of that stuff I've said, unless you actually are a midwife, a lot of people don't know. They don't understand, the hoops you kind of have to jump through to become a privately practicing midwife. So that's pretty cool. There was one other thing that I wanted to say, and now I cannot remember. So that's not great. If I remember, I'll pop it in the show notes. But yeah, that was it. Short and sweet. I just thought we'd get into it and just give you my small amount of tips for that. If you want to chat more, jump on my DMs. But otherwise, have a great week. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to share the love or get in contact with us for feedback or a chance to be a guest on the show, you can contact us at www.daisy.com.au. That's www.daisy.com.au or on our Instagram at the Oxytocin Hour, all one word. I appreciate you taking the time to tune in, and I hope you've gained something positive from listening. Until next time.